You're listening to Comedy Central.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
News networks officially called Georgia for Joe Biden, bringing the final Electoral College vote to 306 to 232, the exact count that Donald Trump won by in 2016, which basically means that Trump is the Hillary Clinton of this election.
Lock me up! Lock me up!
But many of Trump's biggest fans are refusing to accept that their man has lost. And over the weekend, they hit the streets in D.C. to make their case.
While Trump vows to keep waging his uphill legal battle against the results, thousands of his supporters this weekend flooded the streets of the Capitol.
The demonstrators rallying behind a president who has refused to concede an election he lost. The largely maskless crowd echoing his baseless claims about widespread voter fraud, chanting, "This isn't over."
This isn't over. It's not even close to being over.
Joe Biden!
Far-right groups like the Proud Boys, linked to white supremacy and violence, made themselves visible at Saturday's event.
Wow, guys, this is so strange. Why does the not-white supremacist president have all these white supremacists coming out to support him? It's so weird. Also, it's interesting how now all the Trump supporters are suddenly okay with protesting and blocking traffic. How quickly their attitudes have changed. I bet we're only 3 months away from them kneeling at football games like, "I will not stand for the anthem of a country that does not support my MAGA-ness." I actually feel bad for a lot of the people here. I feel bad for the people who've been brainwashed into thinking that Biden didn't win. I feel bad for the people who got hurt in the violence that broke out. And most of all, I feel bad for whoever's U-Haul this is. That has got to be the worst moving day of all time. Because you know that guy was like, "All right, I'll get up really early, pack up quick, it's the weekend so there won't be any traffic." Ah! And it's really no surprise that Trump supporters aren't admitting defeat, because the truth is, they're just taking their lead from the man himself.
President Trump spent this Sunday golfing and tweeting up a storm. Early this morning, writing this about President-elect Joe Biden. "He won because the election was rigged." Critics and even some Republican supporters took that to mean that Mr. Trump was finally admitting that he had lost. But the president soon followed up with another tweet stating, "He, Biden, only won in the eyes of the fake news media. I concede nothing."
Last night, the president tweeted, "I won the election," even though he is behind by more than 5.5 million votes. Twitter quickly flagged Mr. Trump's claim, noting official sources called this election differently.
I will say, man, for all the talk about Trump being an aspiring dictator, this is some weak shit. Like, now is the time he should be taking over all the state capitals, installing new governors, arresting opposition leaders, doing all of that. Instead, he's just sitting at home trying to manifest a win on Twitter like a little bitch.
"I won. Send. Did that work? Okay. How about I am the winner? Send. No? Okay. How about I lost? Not. That should do it. That's the one."
I mean, the dude is spreading so much misinformation, even Twitter has had it with Trump. Also, if Donald Trump truly believed any of this nonsense, best believe he wouldn't be golfing, right? If you are truly fighting against wrongdoing and corruption, you generally don't find the time to squeeze in a game of golf. Nelson Mandela was never like,
"We must fight to change the system. We must fight against racism and oppression. But first, Daddy needs to work on a short game."
Although at this point, I feel like Trump will always find time for golf no matter what is happening. He could be running away from a bear and he'd still be like,
"Ah, the bear's gonna kill me. The bear's gonna kick you. Hold on. Keep your knees bent. Remember this green is fast. Ah, the bear."
So, Donald Trump is saying that he won the election. His supporters are saying that he won the election. But meanwhile, Trump's lawyers are slowly moonwalking away. Am I out of frame?
President Trump facing a new setback in his legal challenges to the election. The Trump campaign is abandoning a major part of his legal challenge to votes in Pennsylvania. The campaign is dropping its claim that officials unlawfully blocked observers from watching ballot counting in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh.
Today, the president's lawyers dropped their lawsuit in Arizona, admitting it would not change enough votes to matter.
In a Pennsylvania lawsuit, a judge asked Trump's attorney, "Are you claiming that there is any fraud in connection with these disputed ballots?" The Trump attorney admitted, no.
On Friday, a top lawyer at Jones Day, which has represented Mr. Trump's campaigns for more than 4 years, told colleagues during a video conference call that Jones Day would not get involved in additional litigation in this election.
Damn, Donald, you're losing court cases all over the place. It's almost like a miracle. You know, he took one election loss and turned it into 1,000 more losses.
Yeah. It's exactly like a miracle, but for losers.
I mean, think about it. He's the first president of the United States that lawyers don't want to represent. And lawyers will represent anybody. If you slipped and fell 3 blocks away from a Walmart, you'll find a lawyer who'll be like, "We gotta sue that Walmart. You got a case." But Trump is the president. And they're like, "Come on, man. Don't get me involved in your bullshit, man." And the best part is how these lawsuits are slowly whittling down to nothing from where they started. Because when it kicked off, Trump's lawyers were like, "Your Honor, this election was rigged." And then it was like, "Okay, the election wasn't rigged, but they didn't let us observe it. Okay, they let us observe the election, but not as closely as we wanted. Okay, none of that is true, but can we all agree that the word election is weird?" Yeah, it's weird, right? Election. Sounds weird, right? We can agree on that. So look, man, Trump can say what he wants. And his supporters can also say what they want, but his lawyers clearly know the truth. And the truth is that Trump lost the election, and not because of any voter fraud, because people voted. And on January 20th, he's gonna have to move out of the White House. The good news for Trump is there's a guy with a U-Haul who's probably still gonna be out there, and he can help him move. Donald Jiggy with it Trump. In his continuing efforts to find an alternative result to the 2020 elections, Trump on Twitter has already claimed victory in both Pennsylvania and Michigan. Congratulations, Trump, you're president on Twitter. But in reality, both of those states are making like Melania and slapping his grubby little paws away.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that Republican observers in Philadelphia were given proper access under state law to view vote counting. It's the latest in a string of legal defeats for President Trump and his last-ditch effort to challenge results in states that he's lost.
New election drama unfolded in Michigan. A public Zoom call turned tense after two Republican canvassers in Wayne County, which includes Detroit, initially blocked the move to certify election results.
Shame on you. Shame on you for leading to this level of corruption.
You talked about not certifying Detroit, even though you acknowledged that Livonia, a city, by the way, I know you know is 95% white, had bigger variances than Detroit, which is 80% black.
President Trump praised the attempt to challenge certification, tweeting, "Having courage is a beautiful thing." But minutes later, the panel changed course, unanimously certifying the presidential results.
Woof, what a roller coaster. Basically what happened was, the Republicans on this commission tried to disenfranchise Detroit voters. But people on the Zoom call shut that down by exposing their hypocrisy. And just think about how 2020 has changed everything. Like, it used to be that someone would say, "Oh, I saw Martin Luther King Jr. speak at the Lincoln Memorial." But in 20 years, it'll be like, "Oh, I saw this dude in an orange polo yell at a racist on Zoom. I think his name was Ted or Ed or something. Oh, it was so good." And it's especially impressive that that guy could be so morally compelling. Because it's not easy to be engaging on Zoom. You lose all emotion. I bet you if MLK had been on Zoom, he wouldn't have been as impressive.
"I have a dream. I have a dream that one day we will find... Oh, damn it, my cat has peed on the bed again. Whiskers, what did I tell you about jumping on the bed and doing that when you got your litter box?"
So on the one hand, it's great that this election board scheme was stopped. But on the other hand, you know things are going bad when an election board is making national news. Because I'll be honest, before yesterday, I'd never heard of a 4-person canvassing board or Wayne County
or Michigan. Now, while it's true that no one has turned up evidence of widespread fraud, Georgia just finished recounting its votes, and they found 2,600 ballots that had not been counted, with most of those votes being votes for Trump. Now, that means Trump could lose Georgia by around 13,000 votes instead of 14,000 votes, right? But it still shows you two things. One, elections aren't perfect, and mistakes can end up costing candidates votes. But two, it shows you that Donald Trump is so far behind that nothing he can do will help him. But here's the truth. Whether you agree with Donald Trump or not, you can't deny that discovering thousands of votes weren't counted will definitely make some people doubt the validity of an election, especially if your side lost. I mean, imagine if after Hillary's loss, people found out that Wisconsin didn't count thousands of votes. Liberal Twitter would have lost its mind. So don't be surprised that the MAGAverse is doing it now. And yes, yes, Donald Trump made up these voter fraud claims. I don't deny that. But uncounted ballots, for Joe Biden as well, by the way, and Trump, make Trump look right. You know, it's like if your partner accused you of cheating, and you weren't. But then Tinder sends you a notification saying it found you a match. You'd lose your shit. Baby, this was from 2 years ago. I was updating the phone and it installed the old apps. I don't use Tinder anymore. This was from 2 years ago. Please don't leave me. Whatever he thinks on Twitter, I think Donald Trump understands that in real life, he's not going to be president after January 20th. And the reason I think that is because ever since Election Day, he and his administration have been working over time to rush through policies and regulatory changes as fast as they can. So let's take a look at some of the things that Trump is trying to squeeze in on his way out. In our new segment, Donald Trump, go big and go home. First up, in Trump's lame duck flameout, military action. The president is getting out of wars that he doesn't want to be in, and maybe getting into one that he does.
U.S. military commanders being given their orders moments ago. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announcing that the majority of troops will be pulled out of the region just 5 days before Joe Biden is inaugurated. There will still actually, though, be 2,500 troops in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The decision from President Trump comes despite warnings from military leaders like recently removed Defense Secretary Mark Esper that conditions haven't been met there for withdrawal.
President Trump considered a military strike against Iran during a meeting just last week.
Sources confirmed to ABC that Trump asked his top national security advisors what options were available to take out those nuclear sites, but Trump was talked out of military action, with those top aides warning him it could lead to a bigger conflict.
Hold up. Trump wants to end a war in Iraq, but start one in Iran? Ooh. I don't know if he can pull that off, guys. I mean, first off, there's no way Trump knows the difference between Iraq and Iran. And secondly, he's only got 2 months left in office. So if he goes to war with Iran, he's going to have to speed run it. You know, he'll be parachuting into Tehran like, go, 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 bam, bam, bam. We were just boys. Stab, 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 jump, 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 done. And no matter what anyone says, this is going to be whiplash for those American troops. Because this is a conflicting message, right? Yay, we're going home. Wait. Why are we going to Tehran? Is Waze acting up again? And here's the thing. Even if you think it's a good idea to end wars, it's very stressful when it's Donald Trump and he's on a 2-month timeline. I mean, Donald Trump's whole career has been a failed game of Monopoly, so I don't feel great about him playing a speed version of Risk. Moving on to Alaska, America's hard-to-reach top shelf. The state is home to the largest area of untouched wilderness in the United States. And Donald Trump has just 2 months left to change that.
With his days numbered in the White House, President Trump is rushing to auction off oil and gas drilling rights to the Arctic National Refuge in Alaska.
The president is trying to lock in the drilling rights for this Arctic National Wildlife Refuge before President-elect Joe Biden takes office in 65 days. What the Trump administration did today is they started the process of leasing off tracts of land in that wildlife refuge known as ANWR, asking drillers to essentially pick tracts of land that where they would like to drill on. And that sets off a 30-day clock before a sale date is actually announced.
Hell yeah, baby.
The climate thought it could breathe easy because Donald Trump lost the election? Oh, hell no. Guess what? None of us are going to be breathing easy. Ha ha! Wait, this is a bad thing, right? At this point, Trump is just stripping America for parts. You know? He's just there in his yard like, throw in another $50 and I'll give you the Constitution. Between you and me, it barely works anymore. But I think it's obvious what he's doing. Trump thinks that if he sells off enough of America, there won't be anything left for Joe Biden to be president of. He's gonna be like, here's the key, Joe. You've got the White House, you've got this sidewalk, and everything else belongs to Exxon. And finally, chickens. The birds that always look like they just saw some shit. Americans eat 9 billion chickens every single year. And President Trump apparently wants one of his last acts in office to be meeting that demand.
The Trump administration is proposing a new rule that will allow chicken slaughterhouses to process birds more quickly. The proposal raises the maximum line speed by 25% to 175 chickens per minute. It's unclear if the administration will be able to get the change approved before President Trump leaves office.
It's almost like Trump is trying to be the worst president for every species. Humans, wolves, and now even chickens. Why does he want to kill chickens faster? I mean, this sounds like they made him wait 3 minutes for his KFC order once, and he was like, this can never happen ever again. And let's be clear. The reason that there's a speed limit on chicken production lines is to give poultry inspectors time to make sure the meat is safe, bird flu, and to make sure that the workers are less likely to injure themselves. I mean, the last thing you want is for your chicken fingers to come with actual fingers. Although it is possible that Trump doesn't know any of this. He might just assume this is a military decision because he still thinks Colonel Sanders is one of the Joint Chiefs. But regardless, why is he spending time on this? Doesn't this guy know that Corona is out of control right now? Sir, too many people are dying in the streets. Coronavirus is going crazy in America.
I hear you loud and clear, James. We gotta kill more chickens to even it out.
So, that's how Trump has spent his time since Election Day. And if Trump has decided to do all of this in the first 2 weeks after the election, can you imagine what else he can do in the next 8 weeks? Oh, we should all just pray that he never realizes the nuclear football can be used for more than just throwing at Eric.
Love the Daily Show Ears Edition? Then help us get to know you so we can keep creating the content you love. Go to cohst.app/TDS or click the link in this episode's show notes to fill out a quick 2-minute survey and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Donald Joe Biden beat my ass Trump. None of his legal efforts to undo the election have been working. So now he's trying a different approach. You might remember that yesterday, two Republican election officials in Michigan tried to throw out votes from the entire city of Detroit. And then they had to be shamed into backing down. Well, it turns out that wasn't the end of the story.
Breaking overnight, two Republican election officials in Michigan have changed their minds again. First, they refused to certify the election results in Wayne County. Then they agreed to certify them. But now they're trying to rescind that decision despite a lack of evidence.
And we are now learning that President Donald Trump actually called both of them following that controversial meeting.
Trump's campaign has long been pressuring Georgia Republican Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger. Anytime that Trump targets a person publicly, they get death threats and they have to get security. Raffensperger and his wife have received death threats in recent days, including a text to him that read, "You better not botch this recount, your life depends on it." Arizona Democratic Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says she too has faced ongoing and escalating threats of violence. This video shows a group of apparent Trump supporters outside Hobbs' house at night chanting, quote, "We are watching you."
That's right, people. Donald Trump, President of the United States, is working to overturn the election. And people, can we agree? This is not normal. Seeing Donald Trump work, I mean, that's not normal. But it's happening. Trump is personally, listen to this, Trump is personally calling election officials and targeting them in public, hoping to pressure them into overturning the election results, which I don't care who you are, is deeply disturbing because before now, he was at least pursuing his claims through the courts. Yeah, it wasn't fun, but it was legal. You know, it's the difference between
camping on a spawn point in Call of Duty and smashing the controller on your brother's head. One is bad sportsmanship, the other is assault. And the president's supporters aren't even sending anonymous death threats. Which makes sense in a way, because Trump himself wouldn't be able to threaten anyone anonymously. You know, he'd blow his cover right away.
If you don't overturn the results, you're gonna be in big trouble. Tremendous trouble. People tell me all the time, wow, what tremendous trouble he's in.
Mr. President, I know that's you.
No, it's not. It's not me. It's Donald.
But this shows you that there's no winning when it comes to Donald Trump. If he doesn't like you, you get death threats. If he does like you, well, then he gives you COVID. And while the president's team is still fighting the election in court, it's become clear that even that strategy isn't really just about pursuing legal options.
The Washington Post's Bob Costa reports that Giuliani's team knows the president can't win and instead are trying to make sure the vote is not certified. Quote, their end game, to try to force it to the House.
There's a legal game that they're playing. If they can tie this up in court, if they can create enough doubt, then they are hoping that the states just won't certify the election. And if the states don't certify these elections, it goes to the House of Representatives, where Donald Trump has a very good chance of being named president of the United States. So there's a legal trick that they're trying to pull here, throw enough garbage in everybody's face that maybe these elections don't get certified, he can steal it in the House.
Just to be clear, Trump's lawyers are now reportedly telling people that they don't need to win in court. They just need to create a situation that is so messy, Republican legislatures will step in and overturn people's votes. And again, forgive me here, but it's so astounding to me that America's laws can even allow this kind of thing to happen. I mean, there's all these safeguards, double checks, protections for every single vote. But then if the legislature is a different party than the winner, they can just be like, nah, we're just gonna pick our guy instead. That is wild. It's like if you set up two-factor authentication for all your accounts, but then you give your phone to Vladimir Putin for safekeeping.
Yeah, don't worry, I make sure that you don't have too many Pornhub account.
And look, it's extremely unlikely that any of this will work. Although, a lot of extremely unlikely things have happened recently. I mean, if you had told me 2 years ago that the next Wonder Woman movie would be going straight to HBO Max, I would have said, what's HBO Max? Actually, I'm still saying that. What is HBO Max? Like, is that the same as HBO Go? Or is that HBO Now? Or is it like both of them? Like, do I have it? Am I on it? But on the other hand, what might save America from Donald Trump trying to overthrow the government is that it's Donald Trump trying to overthrow the government. Because his people are not known for being that great at what they do. I mean, just today, Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal lawyer and something kids fear is in the closet, gave a press conference to explain why Donald Trump actually won the election, right? That's what he was doing. He was trying to explain to us why Donald Trump actually won the election that we all saw him lose. But we couldn't pay attention to this conspiracy theory because we were all distracted by this.
Many of the absentee ballots were fraudulent, and they knew that. And they didn't want to have a count of that. 200% of the registered voters in a district vote. What does that mean? In the states that we have indicated in red, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, and Arizona, we more than double the number of votes needed to overturn the elections. All you got to do to find out if I'm misleading you at all is to look at the lawsuits. That's the reason why he probably didn't have to go out and campaign.
Okay. I know that this could be the end of American democracy, but guys, this shit is hilarious. I mean, Trump always said that he had leakers in his administration, but I didn't know it was this bad. What the hell was going on with Rudy? Honest question, was his hair dye dripping? Was his brain shitting itself? Honestly, I didn't even know that sideburns got periods. You know your legal strategy is f***ed up when even your hair starts crying about it. It was going down both his cheeks. This dude was growing a chin strap beard in real time. And look, I'm not gonna lie, part of me feels bad for Rudy because this was the biggest press conference of his life, his big chance to get Donald Trump another term as president, and his hair ruined the entire moment. Can you imagine if Abraham Lincoln was reading the Emancipation Proclamation and his beard just walked away, people would have been like, hey, yo, 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 yeah, man, forget about the slaves, man. Yo, your chin hair just bounced, B. Yeah, you got to look at that shit. But maybe this is the perfect combination of evil and ridiculous to end the Trump era. I think it's perfect. Because think about it. If someone said in 2016 that this whole thing would end with Rudy Giuliani openly plotting a coup against the government, but no one would take him seriously because he had hair dye running down his face the entire time, you'd be like, yeah, you know what? It sounds about right. Before we go, Thanksgiving is coming up. And in the era of Corona, homebound seniors are at a greater risk than ever before, especially those who don't know where their next meal is coming from. Now, Meals on Wheels is an organization that is out there in the streets delivering meals to elderly Americans every single day to keep them safe and nourished in communities across the country. So if you can help them out and you want to support any of the work that they do, then please donate at the link below.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.